Baruch Hashem, the letter number is 5996, and this is dated the 18th of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 4th and the 14th of Tevis, and those that preceded them. And I was very pleasant for me to read in your letter, in your last letter, that you are very happy that you merited to be amongst the contributors. Because I guess that he contributed to the yeshiva, I'm going to assume. But and the Rebbe says, Rebbe prays for him, Yeratzin, that here too will be fulfilled the saying of our sages, Ma'ilin Bakoidesh, you keep on growing in holiness, doing, I guess, more. And for sure that Hashem will also fulfill His promise, as our sages told us of blessed memory. The one who adds is added too. If you add in your tzedakah, then Hashem adds to His blessing to you. Because we know Hashem told us, whatever He told the Jews to do, He does. If He tells us to give tzedakah, then He gives tzedakah. So if He tells us to give, then He gives us. And the Rebbe says, and maybe the will, that also in this area you will be a chassid. And what does it mean, be a chassid? So you'll do like the Mishnah says in Ovis chapter 5, Mishnah 13. Over there it says, there are four different measures in those who give charity. The greatest level is one who gives, but also wants others to give as well. That is what's called a chassid. So the Rebbe says, you should be a chassid. Not only give, but make sure that other gives as well. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe something that he's hoping that through the charity that he's giving, he's redeeming himself from his sins. I guess he had a guilty conscience from some of his past. And he used the terminology of the verse that says, V'chata'echo b'tzdaka peroik, meaning your sins you should redeem through charity. So he's saying that, I wish, he says, that through my donations, this will be a redemption or a makeup for the sins. So the Rebbe says, nah, that's not, that's something which the people who are Balei Musar, that's in the group of people who are sort of Musar people, most of this would be like the Lithuanians, but our Rebbe's leaders taught us a lot more than that. We're not talking to give tzedakah to redeem of sin. That this is not sufficient, that we're giving tzedakah to redeem ourselves, but because that's still in the negative. You're talking about the negative, take away the negative, but what we pray for, and what we ask, and with full force, is also in the positive. We're not just asking to be forgiven for something of the past, but we're asking for positive, to bring down through our tzedakah, light, energy, power, strength, both physically and both spiritually. And that's pretty easy, the Rebbe says, to understand. So basically, what the Rebbe is saying, that not only the negative, but this should be in the positive, that you should, the tzedakah should give you blessings way beyond and more in everything that you need. So don't limit the blessings to just redeeming yourself from sins which is good for people of Musar, but for Hasidim, and the Rebbe told him also when it's dark, he should be a Chassid. A Chassid not only gives himself, but also wants to make sure that other gives, that other give. So the Rebbe wishes him, and the Rebbe says he should see the fulfillment of the promise of Hashem, one who gives, adds, Hashem adds to him, and Hashem does everything that we do, Hashem does. So if He tells us to add, it's understood that He adds as well.